Welcome to this week's Flame Newsletter Reflection, brought to you by Worklight. We pray today's scripture and testimony will encourage you to shine bright for Christ in the workplace.
No Regrets by Al Parolini.
Nevertheless, each person should live as a believer in whatever situation the Lord has assigned them, just as God has called them. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 17. In Hunt and Kelly's book, The Fourth Quarter of Your Life, there's a chapter titled, The Power of the Spoken Word. Let me illustrate. About 12 years ago, I was attending the funeral of my son's father-in-law. 43 years earlier, my son's mother and I separated and eventually divorced. There were many causes leading to the divorce, but the ultimate outcome was predetermined. This divorce was her choice, and I became a single parent with full custody of two sons, ages 5 and 2.5. Deep down inside, I felt crushed, betrayed, abandoned, and much like a sailor adrift in a raft on the open sea. After attending the first of many challenge weekends, I came to recognize that I needed to ask for forgiveness from my former wife. This opportunity presented itself at this funeral. I saw my former wife and asked her if we could speak privately. She agreed, and I opened the conversation, explaining that I was asking for her forgiveness for the many things which I'd contributed to the breakup of our marriage. Surprisingly, she accepted my apology and asked for my forgiveness for the many things she contributed to the ultimate divorce. This act spurred a conversation which lasted for about an hour, and a wonderful reconciliation was the result. Speaking with my former wife in this manner had been on my mind for a couple of years. I now wish I'd done it sooner. A while after the conversation with my former wife, I was talking with a therapist. In our session one day, the therapist interrupted me and boldly stated, "So you think you are smarter than God?" These words pierced my heart. In silence, I began to understand. If our Lord, who died for my sins and forgives me, who am I to hold a grudge?
Al Parolini lives in Salinas, California, with his wife Sharon of 39 years. He is a retired small business manager and currently volunteers serving multiple nonprofit organizations within the community.
Pray. Heavenly Father, provide us the courage, patience, and obedience to follow you, no matter the degree of difficulty. Reflect. Are you courageous enough to respond to the Lord's challenges? Discuss. Looking back at your life, what is the most challenging situation which tested your character, strength, and determination?
Thank you for listening to this week's Flame Newsletter Reflection. To learn more about Worklight and how you can experience transformation at work through the power of the Holy Spirit, please visit our website at worklight.org. And be sure to tune in next week for more encouragement from the Worklight community.